Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 74, VMworld 2012. That's all I need to say. Here we go. Today, my guest is Stacy Carter. How you doing, Stacy?
Great. How are you, Rick?
Hey, I am awesome, and we're really excited to introduce Stacy because she was the winner of the VDestination, VMworld trip winner, I guess is what it was. Is that right?
That's right.
Cool. So Greg Stewart, blogger at VDestination.com, had arranged a promotion where I don't even know how many people entered by chance. Do you know?
I think I counted the comments, and it was like 99.
Oh, cool. That's pretty good. Pretty good set of chances. And Veeam are happy to be among the sponsors of that program. I think, if I remember right, Stacy, you get airfare, a pass, hotel, and some fancy dinner. Is that what you get?
That's right. Yeah, awesome. Registration and entry into the conference. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Stacy, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do in your role?
My focus has been on VMware for the past couple of years. In addition to that, I work with Windows servers and do a little bit of everything, really. But VMware is really my main focus, so I'm really excited about winning this trip. And,
Cool. Now, that is a big deal to get to go to VMworld. And I think the first time I went was in 2008, and it was an overwhelming experience. And at the time, I was an end user. Now I go as a vendor. It's a little bit different. But is this your first VMworld?
Yes, this is my first VMworld. I've never been, so.
That's cool. So San Francisco is a great location. I've only been to San Francisco and Las Vegas. Personally, I prefer San Francisco over Las Vegas as a venue. I'll be honest with you, I go to Las Vegas too much. San Francisco is a city. Have you been there before?
No, never been to San Francisco or the West Coast, so I'm really excited.
Awesome.
I've been doing some reading up on it, and as far as VMworld goes, I got a lot of good tips from others that have been there before and a lot more experienced. So
that's kind of cool. It's really easy to get around. That's one of the reasons I like San Francisco, and it's not Las Vegas. Now, I love my people in Nevada, but it's just I prefer San Francisco for this particular event. Actually, personally, I'd love to see VMworld go east, right? Even Denver or Atlanta, Chicago, or, Dallas, something like that. We'll see. I doubt that'll ever happen, though. We'll see.
East Coast would be great. It'd be a lot more convenient, but, again, I'm looking forward to checking out San Francisco. It should be a good time.
It's kind of weird because for the month of August, I live in Columbus, Ohio, but for the month of August, I will have spent half of the month in California once VMworld's over. So it's kind of a interesting sign there. Anyways, so Stacy, what kind of things in relation to the core topic, the core content of VMworld are you looking for? Are any particular types of sessions, or are you looking mainly for the general sessions? What kind of content really appeals to you right now?
Well, when I went into Schedule Builder, first of all, I tried not to sign up for too many sessions. That was one of the tips I was given was don't, spend too much time in the sessions. You want to get some time with the hands-on labs and networking and meeting people. But the sessions that I was looking at are mostly the advanced technical ones. And I'm really excited about Ask the Expert V-Bloggers, of course, Duncan Epping and all the other experts there on the panel. And I signed up for some related to high availability for when you're virtualizing SQL servers. What else we did? I signed up for Power CLI, I think one or two for Power CLI, and automation.
Yeah, that's a good mix, right? It kind of reflects, sounds like it reflects your day-to-day responsibilities, because you mentioned you work with a little bit of everything. And
right.
Then secondly, you're still kind of building into the core content a lot of the different community aspects. Duncan's a great guy. In fact, he and I bump into each other, and I don't know. He wears the haircut better than me, but we both have the same haircut. He's a nice guy. That's awesome. How about any challenges or kind of things you wish on the event you didn't have a certain way, or you know, you wish you had more time for sessions, an extra day, one less day, or you know, don't like that it starts on Sunday, or you know, whatever. What kind of you know, other type of feedback would you have?
You know what? I really, at this point, I don't have any negative feedback other than, you know, the schedule builder. I wasn't quite sure how that worked at first until I got in there and played around, and I wasn't sure when it would become available, and there was, and then it seemed like a mad rush once it was available. But I really don't have anything negative to say at this point, and I'm just sort of going with the flow and just excited at this point. You know, I'm hoping to learn a lot by going to the conference. So.
Yeah, I think you will. You're going to take away a lot from this event. And, you know, I'll share a couple of tips, you know, that I've learned over the VM Worlds I've been to. And this will be my sixth if you count the Europe events. But you have to go into it with a reasonable expectation. With the exception of the hands-on lab, it's not really direct training, right? It's not like you go to training for a week and you come out with some sort of piece of paper, right? This is a very, you know, very broad, you know, endeavor into a lot of different areas. Some of them go pretty deep, some of them don't, but it's really a very large, broad approach. So if you go into it with that kind of vision and then find the pockets to go deep, I think you're going to get the most out of it in that sense. The networking aspect is very, very critical, right? You'll find people from your part of the country, and your industries, you know, anything demographically that you would align, you'll find people that, actually are willing to talk to you, right? When it comes to the end user community, especially, oh, you know, I had this challenge and I went about it this way. Or I had, you know, a peer who went through something like that. It's a great opportunity to network peer-to-peer, find people going through the same things that you are, and I wish you an excellent VM World, but sleep up, because it is one intense week. I mean, I find myself going like 6, 7 a.m. till like midnight every day. It's crazy.
Right, and that was something, right. I didn't realize just how big the social scene was until I started reading about it. So that was something that, you know, caught me by surprise was, you know, how big that is at VMworld. So that's something else I'm looking forward to.
Which parties are you going to, or which social events do you have your eye on?
I hear that a lot of the vendors are throwing some great parties. I think Veeam is throwing a party.
That's the only party you need to know. Yeah, we're gonna have a killer party. The other half of this podcast, I'm gonna be joined by Megan Mesher, our events coordinator, and we're gonna drop the deets on it. And everybody, we hope to see you there. The VMworld party is gonna be kicking with Bon Jovi. The warm up party, VM Underground. Oh, it's just wicked. Wow.
I hear it's hard to get tickets for that, or they're sold out for that one.
They are sold out, and I'm gonna drop a teaser, because I guess I haven't finied up the details, but Veeam has a certain block of tickets still available, and we are going to have a Twitter contest. So if you're on Twitter, it pays to be on Twitter. Get with Veeam on Twitter, and we will have some last-minute giveaways of the very precious VM Underground ticket. I think it sold out in 7 minutes. I bought my own ticket, and then the public 350 or 400, whatever it was, were just gone like that. So
wow.
Yeah, stay tuned. I don't have a time. I don't have a – but it's going to be on Twitter, so keep your eye out. So anyways, Stacy, I wish you a most excellent first VM World, and on behalf of Veeam, we are very happy to have sponsored the V Destination contest, and make sure you let us know how it went for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks, Rick. Thanks to Veeam, and thanks to Greg Stewart and all the other sponsors. I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, at this time, I want to illustrate a couple important points about VMworld. As you may know, VMworld will be held next week in San Francisco. The Veeam team will be there, and we're going to have a lot of things going on, so I wanted to go through those points right now. I've highlighted a number of these points on the Veeam blog. If you go to veeam.com/blog, and you'll see the infographic, which also has some text related to everything we'll have going on at VMworld. The first of which many people are interested in, the Veeam Party. This will be held at Mezzanine in San Francisco. August 28th, that's Tuesday night, 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. I do recommend RSVPing. The URL is on the webpage. We encourage everyone to get to the venue early so you can get in. We've secured a very large venue, biggest one yet. Hope to see you there. We're also going to have two sessions at VMworld. SPO3292, that's with Anton Ghostev and Doug Hazelman. That is called Veeam Backup and Replication Tips and Tricks. That's going to be held Tuesday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then myself and John Walsh are going to be presenting SPO3291, and that's a case study on networking, storage, and backup for 1,300-plus VMs. That one will be held Thursday, August 30th from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. That second session currently is listed as full. Stand by, show up, be there. Would love to have your support. We are going to be giving away the Dream Lab. You may have heard of the Veeam Dream Lab. This is a cool thing. We're going to be giving away two HP ProLiant servers. I've thrown in some memory upgrades as well as ensure that those two servers are on the HCL list for VMware. We've included a Netgear ReadyNAS Pro 4 iSCSI SAN, and we've upgraded the hard drives to SSDs, approximately 1 terabyte of SSD storage. We're including an HP Ethernet switch. We are going to have 1 year of TechNet licensing, 1 year of vSphere Essentials licensing, and the whole kit and caboodle of Veeam licensing. You do have to go to the booth to enter for that. Check it out. It's going to be awesome stuff. In terms of swag at the Veeam booth is booth 1709. We are going to have t-shirts and a really cool USB drive, the Veeam Zip drive, which has a copy of Veeam Backup Free Edition. Can't miss that. Easy stuff. And then lastly, on Tuesday, August 28th, 2:10 p.m. in the Solutions Exchange Theater, I'm going to be presenting a brief presentation on free products to do it all. So I hope to see you at social events at VMworld, the Veeam Party, the Veeam Sessions, the booth, when we give away the lab. It's going to be awesome. Check it out. Enjoy VMworld 2010.